Welcome to the latest in our series of podcasts previewing our upcoming radio and audio and TV and video conferences in Nice. I'm Richard Marks, ASI's Research Director. Appropriately enough, given that the conference is in Nice, joining us today is Julien Rossin-Vallon, who is Deputy Director General of Médiamétrie. So welcome back to the podcast, Julien.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me, Richard. And hello, Mike.
Now, you're giving two presentations at ASI this year, one in radio and one in the TV and video session. So we're not going to go into great depth on these. We're more providing a preview of what people can expect at the moment. But looking firstly at radio, your topic is about the launch of automatic radio measurement in France. Can you give us some of the background of what you'll be covering without too many spoilers?
Yes, what I can tell you is that France has been looking at transforming its radio measurement for some time now. And through portable metering solution, we found the right solution to answer the needs of the French market. And there are quite a few needs that we are looking to address. There's a need to get more in-depth insight to understand how people are listening to radio. We need to understand how digital radio, audio, and radio interact. It's, of course, a growing concern. And last but not least, we need to have a measurement that happens all year long, and not only just a few times a year, and a panel, automatic panel solution gives us this ability. And additionally, we have decided to create a new radio measurement platform. It's not just about technology, but about creating a new platform that will combine the benefits of automatic radio measurements with the benefits of day after recall CATI surveys. So we've launched a new platform that we call EAR, E-A-R, for Etude Audience Radio.
Ah. So effectively, the core of it is automatic, but you've also got day after recall as well. Is that because of some of the regional nature of a lot of French radio?
Yes, and I think in France and in many other countries, but in France in particular, there's a need to have details on local radio. And additionally, radio requires lots of granularity because of its regional nature. So combining a very large day after recall CATI survey with automatic measurement is really the best way to make sure that we will represent each of the radio usage in each of the localities in the right way. And we've done the math using a panel. In this instance, we use a 5,000 individuals panel. Was not enough to do that.
Mm. So presumably, in your paper, you'll be looking at some of the ways and analyses you can do with electronic measurement that are beyond simple diary or day after recall approaches.
Yes, of course. So as I was mentioning, one of the benefits is to get more insight and to get into in-depth analysis, how to see, for instance, the addition of digital radio versus radio. There's a very strong demand for such analysis. And the day after recall analysis are limited because there are things that you cannot ask through a CATI survey.
Now that's on the Wednesday. We're giving you the Thursday off, and then on the Friday, your topic is hybrid measurement as it relates to the French TV currency. Because there's been a lot of change and innovation on both fronts with Médiamétrie, haven't they? Both audio and video. Can you tell us a bit more about the hybrid measurement paper?
Well, maybe let's put it in the landscape of the French video ecosystem, and very similar ecosystem in many European countries. We are seeing the growth of platforms, not only SVOD platforms, but TV themselves are becoming platforms. And this growth of platforms is pushing the fragmentation of the TV usage to a new level. We've been talking about fragmentation for some time now, but the development of platforms in general is really pushing this. Additionally, this move toward platform and fragmentation is also bringing and requiring to rethink the way we approach the time window of TV measurement. The day plus seven approach seem to be now quite dated, but there still needs to be we still need to define the new norm when it comes about we're talking about those time window and editorial strategy. And of course, the key question of return past data is how do we process these new data? How do we ingest those data in our system? And there are multiple forms of data that we can ingest. Of course, we can ingest the data from the telecom operators, and Médiamétrie has started to work with four of the largest telecom operators in France. But there are other type of data that we must be able to ingest. And I will also talk about how we imagine a new structure of audience measurement that can connect all of these data with one of the issues that we see in this new measurement system is that sometimes the data will be there, sometimes it won't be there. So we must find a new system that will be flexible enough to ingest the data when it's there, be able to produce results even when the data is not there. And when you look at, everyone agrees on the fact that the future of measurement will be hybrid, but one of the very pragmatic difficulties that we found is that we've seen some of the partners are not able to deliver the SLAs that we have in traditional TV measurement. And sometimes the data were not delivered to us for a few days. So what do you do? Do you consider that you can stop the publication of your TV currency? Or do you find alternative way and you imagine a new system where you can with a very flexible approach and flexible way ingest all of these data and deal with it when they are not there?
So effectively what you're talking about is building a system that is enhanced by other data sources but isn't dependent on them to actually function. Yes. Every day.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting. It goes back to a conversation we had at ASI about 3 or 4 years ago about when we were discussing whose data is it anyway and the issues around using the data but still being independent. It's going to be an interesting session that you're in on Friday, I think, because we'll also hear from Mediapulse in Switzerland, who have been recently integrating return path data, and also from Auditel, who've been working with DAZN on ingesting their data. So there's been quite a lot of development on that since we last met in Prague 3 years ago now. So it's going to be really interesting to hear about that. Widening out a little bit, given that we are coming to France for ASI this year, looking more widely at the French media scene, what are the main points of debate around there, and how does the WFA's cross-media measurement initiative fit into that debate about what the priorities are and what are your clients mostly pressing you for at the moment?
Well, I think you mentioned it. Cross-media, measuring cross-media ads is a must-have, and we are really working a lot on this topic. We currently have a measurement system, but it's not yet to the level that we want to deliver, and not to the level that is required by the market and the WFA or the broadcasters, or even the platform that we are working with. So it's a lot of work. There are big difficulties around. We basically measure pretty well and pretty easily what's happening, of course, in linear television. We've been measuring that for some time. We measure in pretty straightforward way what's happening on the digital screens. There are some questions, but we see the technologies that we can use. I think the where lies the big difficulties is regarding CTV, in particular, because CTV requires accessing to data that is not as accessible as it is in the web or in apps, because those environments are much more locked than others. Putting a tag or SDK in a CTV environment usually requires the acceptance or the collaboration from the platforms if we want to be able to collect those data. So it's a big topic for us in France. Platform measurement is another big topic, of course. How we could measure in an automatic way platforms through our panel, similarly to what is being done currently in the UK, for instance, or in the US, is something that we are, of course, pursuing. And there's a more general topic about the transformation of the TV measurement in general. So we just mentioned the hybrid dimension of those new measurements and what hybrid means. We will go to the end of a very significant project to measure TV on all the screens and all location, and this project was launched in 2020 when we included out-of-home viewing into our measurement, and now we will finish this project by including the online screens at home, and this will be early 2024. And here I'm not talking about measuring four screens, but measuring four screens in the currency. And the last big topic is about the how we can measure the diversity of editorial strategies. And I think that my friend Justin has a few very interesting slides that I've seen here and there, and that shows how the usage of platforms can really be very different from Stranger Things, where you would have all episodes all at once, from a platform such as Disney that will release an episode a week after week. And also you can see other platforms and other titles that are available in a catalog way on for a much longer period of time. And all of this questions the way that we report the audience of program. What is the right way to compare the audience of a program with another? What should be the right time window? 28 days, I'm not even sure that it's the right answers. We have to rethink the way that we talk about audience, and maybe in the future there will be multiple and more flexible indicators to reflect this this diversity.
Well, it's interesting because I was going to ask you what you were hoping to get out of the whole ASI event, but you've just touched on probably about 7 or 8 different papers that we've got planned. So that's reassuring, not least we've got a couple of papers about connected TV, including one from LG, which should be fascinating to hear about ACR, which is obviously one of the technologies that we're particularly interested in seeing how that could be integrated into currencies. But on your day off on Thursday and more generally, what are you most looking forward to at this year's event, do you think?
Well, I think following up on all these topics and seeing how my colleagues from the around the world tackle the issues, there's always very clever insights and a new approach that we haven't thought about. So really for us, this very intense few days where we learn a lot on all these topics. So certainly looking forward the upcoming sessions in early November.
Well, thanks for joining us on this preview edition. If you are in the audience, if you are attending the conference in Nice, then be sure to be in those sessions that Julian is presenting in. If you haven't got a ticket yet, you can check the link that we'll put on our website to see if we are still accepting bookings. We're getting close to being sold out, but we'll see what situation we're at by the time this podcast is issued. But in the meantime, Julian, look forward to catching up with you in Nice.
Looking forward to see you too, Richard. And bye-bye, Mike.
Bye.